This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So, superheroes are dead. Who killed them?
In one word, Hollywood. We love it, but it's also kind of like if you eat too much candy, you get sick. you know, Hollywood is kind of like that. And you know, after I wrote the article with the death of the superhero, I got the reviews were kind of mixed. A lot of fans, and believe it or not, a lot of Christian fans came at me. I mean, for real came at me like I knocked over their milk or something. It just really, because, you know, listen, I understand people love their heroes. I get it. But the problem is I started to notice this kind of a race to the bottom in Hollywood as far as just moral relativism.
What do you mean by that, Baron?
Moral relativism is basically anything goes, and whatever your perspective is, that's your perspective, and there is no objective truth. Good is in the eye of the beholder. For instance, if you take a hero like Spider-Man and then change him to Venom, then the method of justice changes. And so instead of Spider-Man having a code that really doesn't seek to hurt anyone, you have a character like Venom that sees things in kind of shades of gray. I mean, Venom is an alien symbiote who doesn't mind biting somebody's head off. And then, of course, you know, when you go dark, then as I say in the article, it is really a race to who can be darker. And unfortunately, the box office kind of tells the story. If a box office is selling billions of dollars worth of tickets, then of course these movies will be continued to be created. And you know, I mean, was it Joker, the Joaquin Phoenix Joker? I believe that crossed the $1 billion mark.
It was big. I think you're right. We brought this on ourselves to some extent. If we keep going to see these quote unquote superhero movies that are actually about anti-heroes who may not actually be heroes at all, as you're describing, like Joker, Deadpool, Suicide Squad, Venom, if we keep going to see those movies, they'll keep being made.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, there is something to be said about going out on a Friday night or Saturday night and have a good time watching a popcorn flick. Now, I'm not one of those Christians who wants to just, you know, rain on your parade all the time. You know, I mean, I know people want to go out and have fun, and I'm a comic book artist, so I get it. You know, I write comic books. I'm a professor of art at Liberty University, but I'm also a comic book creator as well. And so I get wanting to enjoy yourself and go out to a movie, have a good time. But at the same time, it's like, as Christians, we really do need to think about what are we taking in, what messages are we co-signing when we purchase a ticket. You know, we need to challenge ourselves a little bit, I think.
What do you think would be the best way, Baron, for heroes to go back to being just that, heroes?
I do believe that it really is all about creating dynamic characters. It's about creating relatable characters. At a certain point in time, everybody loved Batman and Superman, and they had really good, solid codes. Batman, at one point in time, never wanted to use a gun. Superman fought for truth, justice, and the American way. Those things have become a little passe in our ultra-savvy 21st century, and it's not edgy enough. So, you know, you have to make these darker iterations of these characters. And unfortunately, like I said, there is a race to the bottom. So in my classes, you know, Liberty allowed me to create a comic book publication masterclass, you know, a master's level course. And so in my class, I am teaching about that. I am teaching about ways that we can actually be entertaining, make money, woo a crowd, but at the same time, create solid, dynamic characters that people can relate to. Characters that are complex, but also characters that have some redemptive quality in them too.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.